God's grace and peace be to all of you, my Father's children. Let us pray. God, we love you today and we adore you. God, we magnify you. God, there is none like you. And God, we take time this morning to thank you for another day in this life's journey. Thank you, God, for waking us up. Thank you, God, for clothing us. Thank you, God, for keeping us. Thank you, God, for protecting us. Thank you, God, for providing for us. God, thank you for loving us. Loving us in such a way we will not be able to deny that we have been loved by you. Taking care of us in such a way that we will not be able to deny that you love us just that much. God, keeping us that we will not be able to deny that your love for us is not predicated on our goodness to you. It is predicated on you being good to us. And so, God, we love you today. God, as we delve into your word, as we look and receive from you on today, God, we pray that our hearts would be open and that our minds would be in tune, God, that we would be able to receive what it is that you're saying to us. God, we come against any distractions. God, we come against anything that would try and steal our focus off of what it is you have for us on today. Speak, Holy Spirit, we will be spoken to. Teach us today, we will be forever changed. We love you today, we adore you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and ask it all. Amen and amen. I do want to welcome you to the Midweek Power Nugget. We're 15 minutes of your day. If you give it over to God, he will give you a transformed life. We are grateful that God has spared us, kept us, that he has given us another day in this life's journey. Absolutely nothing you could have done, said, or negotiated with God could have gotten you another even moment. Not just a day, but another moment. But he purposed that you would be here today. And for that, we're grateful. On this morning, I want to come from several different passages of scripture, seven different scripture verses. How about that? Five different scripture verses that I believe will help to paint a picture, pull together your minds, and give you an image of what it is that God wants to share with us on today. Five different scriptures. We're going to start in John 3:16. Familiar passage of scripture. All of these scriptures will be read from the New American Standard Bible. Starting with John 3:16. Again, you could probably quote it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. That's John 3:16. Now we're going to Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That was Romans 5:8. Now John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that a person will lay down his life for his friends. Read that again. Greater love has no one than this, that a person will lay down his life for his friends. That's John 15:13. Now going to 1 Corinthians 13:13. I think you have gotten an idea of the theme, but I'm going to keep going anyway. 1 Corinthians 13:13. But now faith, hope, and love remains. These three. But the greatest of these is love. And finally, 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. The word of the Lord is blessed out of those five scriptures, John 3:16, Romans 5:8, John 15:13, 1 Corinthians 13:13, and 1 John 4:19, out of those five verses, I want to, in honor of Valentine's Day, which is known as the love holiday, I want to speak to you from the greatest love of all, the greatest love of all. You All in 1977, George Benson. He sang words to a song that had become a bit of an anthem for self-love and empowerment. You all remember, it's too early for me to sing it, but the greatest love of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me. Maybe you don't remember George Benson doing it in 77, but I guarantee you, you remember the cover that Whitney Houston did of the same song. You all, regardless of whether it was George or Whitney, we nodded our heads, we tapped our feet. You know, when we first heard it, we depending on where we were in our heart's position, we may have even wiped away a tear as we listened to the song. It's a song that talks about self-discovery and resilience and the belief that we must learn to love ourselves. And you all, that message has value. Take no doubt in that. But I want to suggest to you that the greatest love of all is not the one that we find inside of us, but it's the one, it's found in the one who found us first. Because before we ever knew how to love ourselves, God already loved us. Let's jump in and let's talk about a love that teaches, a love that teaches. The song starts with a powerful truth. I believe the children are our future, and teach them well and let them lead the way. And you all, it's true, our children will carry the legacy of what it is that we impart, we pour into them. But let's not forget who taught us how to love first, huh? John 3:16 tells us that God loved us so much that he sent his son to teach us what? The way, the truth, and the life. Hmm? The greatest love of all doesn't come from within us. It comes from the one who created us. And that's why Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 13:13 that love is the greatest gift, greater than faith, and it's greater than hope. Why? Because love is what drives faith, and it's what fuels hope. And you all, while we need to teach our children not to just love themselves, but we need to teach them to know where love really comes from. It comes from God's love. It's God's love that gives them purpose. It gives them an identity, and it gives them a future that is worth leading. Not only is this great love a love that teaches, but it's a love that saves. The song goes on to say, everybody's searching for a hero. Come on, I know y'all singing it in your head. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Well, isn't that the truth? Come on now, especially in this climate that people are looking for something and someone real, a hero that won't let them down. Some folks look to, come on, let's tell it, they look to politicians. Some look to celebrities. Some even look in the mirror hoping that they can be their own hero. But Paul reminds us in Romans 5:8 that while we were yet sinners, y'all, we weren't heroes for anybody. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He saw us in our lowest state. Since I'm pulling lyrics from songs, can I just remind us what Marvin Sapp said? He saw the best in me, while everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. He saw us in our brokenness. He saw us in our loneliness. He saw us in our sin, and he chose to love us anyway. That's what real love does. It saves. And Jesus said in John 15:13 that there is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friend. Jesus didn't just say it. Jesus did it. He laid down his life for us. And you all, this is the love we can look up to. It's the love we can depend on, not a love that fades, but a love that sacrifices. You all, not only do we have a love that teaches and a love that saves, but you all, we have got a love that strengthens us. Because again, we're going back to the lyrics of the greatest love of all. George wrote, I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. Come on, I know you're saying it. Say it with me. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I lived as I believed. That's personal determination, and it's a beautiful sentiment, you know, standing strong in the face of trials and troubles and tribulations and adversity and chaos, and refusing to be controlled by others and those circumstances. But can I be real with you? Can I be honest? Can we be transparent on this early Wednesday morning? Sometimes, you all, our strength isn't enough. I wish I could unmute you all so y'all could testify with me that sometimes our strength isn't enough, because sometimes life be lifing in such a way, it's so hard that self-love, self-sufficiency, self-perseverance won't get us through. Sometimes failure breaks you down. Sometimes people take so much from you that all you've got left is a prayer. Come on, I wish I had me some help on this morning. I feel a little something this morning. Sometimes all you've got left is a prayer, and that prayer doesn't have a lot of words. All it's got is God help. But God's love is stronger than your worst fear. My God, I feel Jesus this morning. God's love is stronger than your worst failure. 1 John 4:19 tells us that he loves us. Why? That we love. Why? Because he first loved us. You don't think you just conjured up this love on your own. No, we love because God first loved us. That means that even on the days we don't feel lovable, his love is still there. Even on the days where we have not done all the things he told us to do, his love is still there. Even on the days where we don't feel like we can conjure up his love for anybody else, his love is still there. Even when we've fallen short, you all, his love picks us up. Even when we feel like we can't go on, his love seems to put strength in our legs and causes us to go a little further than where we've gone. You all, self-love is good, but God's love is greater. Why? Because it won't change when you change. It won't fail when you fail, and it won't abandon you when you feel abandoned. You all, let me close out on these lyrics. The greatest love of all, it closes with this. And if by chance that special place. I wish it was a little later in the day, because I would tune up and sing that last line. But and if by chance that special place that you've been dreaming of leads you to a lonely place, find your strength in love. That's what it says. Now, y'all will get me on that later, but that's what it says. Find your strength in love. And that's where I want to park it today. That's where I want to leave it. Because maybe you've been searching for love in places that's left you empty. Maybe you've built your strength on yourself, and now you feel weak. Maybe you've been walking alone feeling like you could carry all the struggles by yourself. Can I encourage you today? Can I remind you today that God loves you with an everlasting love? I know we're preparing for Valentine's Day and for our significant other, our spouse, our boo thing. But the love that we have for each other, you all, it comes with some conditions. I know we want to say, no, I love them unconditionally. But come on now, if they switch out on you, will your love still be unconditional? It may be hurt. It may be broken. It may cause you to decide whether you want to take them out for that steak dinner or whether they're going to get that diamond. But God loves you with an everlasting and an unconditional love. And that love is a love that teaches. It's a love that saves. It's a love that strengthens. And if you've been looking for the greatest love of all, I hate to refute George, and I hate to tap dance on Whitney's legacy, but it's not just inside of you. It's above you. It's around you. It's within you. And people of God, is working through you. It's the love of Jesus Christ. And if on today you've never accepted this love, I want to encourage you that today can be your day. If you've been feeling empty, lonely, or like you have to depend on yourself, today is the day to depend on you, because no matter where you've been, the greatest love of all has been waiting for you. Let's pray. Gracious God, we love you today and we adore you. God, we thank you for the love that strengthens, the love that teaches, the love that saves. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. God, as we go about our day today, let us remember and focus on your great love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.